Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to the Diener Show here on July 2nd. It's going to be a gorgeous day out there. Jeff Lightsey Jr. in with me, Mark Blankenbaker, Drew Diener's at home. Chase the Face is running the board. We had a little breaking news while we were talking to Greg Galliette. Donovan Mitchell, former Louisville Cardinal, Cardinal forever.
Agreed. Yeah, and a former to it.
Yeah, Cardinal forever. He's agreed to a three-year, $150.3 million max contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's awesome. $50 million a year, baby.
I'm not mad at that at all.
$50 million a year. Dan Furman, if you need Donovan Mitchell's phone number, I can help you out on that.
CC the 502 circle.
Yeah. CC the 502 circle.
Hey.
I think Donovan's done some stuff with the circle. I don't know how much he has or had. You know, I don't know. I think he's done something. I don't know that they publicized it. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like that he has been involved. You know what I mean?
And as we know, he still loves this place. I mean, he came to the game last year. I think they're
brought his whole team.
Yeah, and I think they're setting up another, you know, another game for them to come back to as well.
Makes sense. Georgia Tech probably, because it's got to be before the NBA season starts, and it got to be in training camp.
Yeah,
and it's got to be before the season starts. That's kind of how that Notre Dame thing worked out so well, because they were all together.
Yeah,
but then they hadn't really started their games yet.
And the good folks over there at U of L took care of them. You know, made sure they had the accommodations. Dan Gilbert, I think, let him use his plane. Right,
like who did? The thing? Oh, Gilbert,
the owner
and Adidas. Let him use the Adidas suite.
Hey, that works.
It works out well when you're an Adidas athlete. Absolutely. And you can bring your whole team down. But this is massive. This has got to be more than Lamar is making per year right now, right?
It's like right around the same. I think Lamar's right at 50 a year. Donovan's at 50 a year. So
yeah, because Lamar has a $260 million contract for 5 years. No, Lamar's still ahead.
Okay.
So $52 million a year.
Okay.
$52 million a year, and Donovan's going to be at 50.105 a year. Man, that's good money, man.
Yeah,
that's amazing money. And he, previously had a 5-year, $163 million contract where he was getting 32.6 per year. He only played 4 of the 5 years under that deal, actually only 3 years of that deal. Excuse me. He was set to make $35 million this year.
So he must have had a player option,
just renegotiated.
Yeah, he added 3 years, because I know they said he had a player option at the end of this one. So like, with it being a shorter deal, I mean, the way he's playing, it doesn't look like he's slowing down.
Right.
And in 3 years, he can renegotiate and up the ante. You know, so that'd be nice.
That's part of the conversation, so I'm just reading from Woj here, that a player option for the 2027-28 season would allow him to pursue a five-year, $380 million extension. So by doing this now, it allows him to kind of get to this 10-year service criteria to where he can do that five-year. This is insane money.
The NBA. They said the NBA is dying, Mark. I don't know.
No, it's not dying. And
everybody keeps going up, up.
I remember when it was a big deal that Jordan got $20 million a year. You know, and I remember Jordan being like, Tom Cruise gets like $20 million per picture.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the difference? And
yeah, I think in The Last Dance, they show what Jordan, his last 2 years, made like 35 a year. And it was like him at 35 a year. And then the next closest person was like 15 or something. Right. Like, it was a big difference.
Shohei Ohtani's making like 60.
Yeah.
What Paul George just signed for?
212. 4 years, 212, something like that.
So what does that come out a year?
Yeah, so what? I'm not a math.
Over 50.
Yeah.
Over 50 something a year.
Like yeah.
And so Donovan Mitchell, who, you know, I mean, I kind of talk to her every now and then. He's going to make
Flex? Okay.
He's going to make $50 million a year.
Lil Flex? I kind of talk to every now and then. Like
every so often?
Mark. Yeah.
Every so often. Why would I talk to Donovan
Remember
Mitchell?
Remember what I said last week? Everybody's Louisville fans.
Right.
But everybody ain't the sheriff.
I don't talk to Lamar. I would love to talk to Lamar. If Lamar wants to talk to me, I will have a conversation. You know, I would love to talk to Lamar. He's my favorite athlete ever.
Like, oh, for real? Lamar Jackson? Okay.
I'm
not mad at it. I would have to think about it.
He's like my
favorite
athlete ever. I mean, I love Donovan, clearly.
Yeah,
know what I mean? Teddy, they're all up there. But Russ Smith, you know, probably
Russ
my favorite
is my guy.
basketball player.
Russ.
But man, yeah, Lamar's probably my favorite athlete.
Is it just because of him as an athlete, or is it because you got to witness a lot of that stuff in person?
I think that's definitely part of it.
Yeah.
But I also just like him.
Nah, Lamar's good.
You know,
dude.
I think he's authentic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something about authenticity that I'm drawn to. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want people to be themselves. I don't need you to be anything other than you, and I don't want to change you.
Yeah.
And that Lamar Jackson has, despite a lot of people trying to change him,
this is true,
didn't change,
not
and it's
all
worked out well for him. So I'm really pumped for his career. Obviously, 2-time MVP. I really wish he could beat Pat Mahomes.
Oh my god!
I can appreciate Pat Mahomes
absolutely,
and be annoyed by Pat Mahomes.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like, God, why did you have to be born
the same year
or a year different from Lamar? It's like, just move out the way.
Yeah,
like, let somebody else get in on the party, and somebody else. I mean, in Lamar, I don't care about Josh Allen and them. I need Lamar to get in on the party too. So yeah, I'm with you.
Right. So that's great. That's an amazing amount of money, man.
That's nice.
It's incredible. So,
and I see Donovan, his role within Adidas seems to continue to grow. He now has the Spider Mitchell camp, which hosts some of the best high school athletes in the country.
Yeah.
I think they were all out in like LA last week. Trae Young was there because I remember they got the reaction of Trae Young when they traded DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
So Trae Young was out there at the Spider Mitchell camp, and you saw, like I said, some of the best players in high school. So his role within Adidas is growing. Obviously, he got his new deal. And Donovan's he's building that center out there in Connecticut for his mom, and he's building an athletic center. So yeah, man, shout out to Donovan, man.
Between,
this is awesome.
Between Donovan and Lamar, those two guys are under contract for $410 million.
Sheesh.
And that's them two. No, I'm not talking about anybody else in the NBA or in NFL or Major League Baseball. We're not talking about Adam Duvall or Will Smith and all these other dudes. And Will Smith was at school with these guys.
Yeah. He got a $100 million deal, too.
Yeah. Well, has he yet? I know he's set to. I think he just went through arbitration.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
I thought he got $100 million. I could be wrong.
Let's look it up.
But I thought this offseason he signed that.
11.5. You're right.
Yeah.
10-year.
10-year. Here we go.
$140 million.
140. Okay. So, yeah.
140.
I cut him short. My bad, Will.
He got a $30 million signing bonus.
There it is.
Which doesn't suck. But, you know, he did kind of. Baseball kind of makes you not. I mean, last year he played for 8.5, which is good, but he played for 5. Previous to that, he's playing for $730,000 a year for like 3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a nice little pay increase.
So he had to kind of go through it a little bit. But yeah, he's under contract till he's 38 years old.
Not bad.
We'll see if that, you know, gets reworked. By the way, Dan Furman liked my CC to the 5-0 circle.
It's not bad.
It's what we got to do, man. Like, yeah. If we got two dudes making $410 million between the two of them, you're like, y'all got any spare change?
I mean, I'm sure they do.
Listen, we'll round up per thousand on all transactions. Round up.
I'm not mad at that at all. And both of them, just to your point, are good representations of the university, mm-hmm. you know, of the school, of the athletics program. Like, those guys are class act. Like, Donovan is, I mean, I remember I was in college, I was interning, and Donovan was like, Donovan Mitchell, right? Like, and I remember him introducing himself. He's like, hey, I'm Donovan Mitchell. I'm like, bro, I know who you are. I know who you are, but dang, that was cool just to have you, like, you know, hey, how's it going? And
who's that dude?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's pretty cool, man. Like, shout out to him.
He's, that's just him.
Yeah.
Like, he's very, he came in town. It was, like, not last year, but, like, previous to that, he came back with Trey Lewis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just sitting there, walked up. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, hey, hey, that's just him. Yeah. You know, that's just who he is. Like, if he knows you, he's going to say hello.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this dude's awesome.
And he's just a cool dude. And, you know, while we're at it, Terry Rozier is under a 4-year, $96 million deal.
It's not bad.
You know, for the with the Miami Heat, that he signed with the Hornets but transferred to the Heat. That, I mean, we got dudes making some serious cash coming out of here. So it's a lot to be proud of. And I really loved, just in terms of athletes that I love talking to, Terry and Donovan are like top two.
Yeah.
I just like love talking to Terry Rozier. He was always very real, gave thoughtful answers, and Donovan was well trained.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Donovan had.
Well, yeah, his dad working for the Mets, and his mom being a school teacher or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's very, very well spoken.
Yeah,
like,
so but two different ways to get about it, but like, I just appreciated them a lot. There are guys over the years that I haven't enjoyed talking to. I wasted so much time trying to talk to Shinano. I don't want to talk to you. And he'd probably
it's a
be
good
on the
name.
TV.
I like that.
Yeah, he'd probably be on the TBT team, but he's a terrible interview, and I don't know if he's gotten any better. But I'm not going to find out.
You wasted too much time already.
I've wasted too much time. I don't want to talk to you, Anawaku. You know. He won't talk to Dan or anybody.
That is funny. That's a good one, Mark. I like how you did it. Shinano, I don't want to talk to you. Oh, man. That is perfect.
But
I like that.
That's just him. And there's athletes like that are shy. Like, I always wanted to chat with Ray Spalding, but like, he didn't want to talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, really, I thought a lot of Ray. Just didn't want to talk. And mm-hmm. that's okay. Like, but I love talking to Terry and Donovan. They mm-hmm. were awesome guys to chat with. I love talking to Trez too. A lot of people
awesome.
Like, because he talks so fast.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this is good. I'm getting a lot of content. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot right now. He's talking so fast. He talks as fast as Jimbo Fisher, man.
Oh, yeah.
People don't realize how fast Montrez talks.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right, I've teased it enough. Hawk Tua.
Oh, man.
All right. We have two pieces of sound. I don't know which one you got queued up first. One, the one where people were like making up stuff about her. Like, I don't know if you have that one first, but there's all these rumors about that she got fired from her job.
I didn't read that. She was a school teacher and got fired from her job, like kindergarten.
And that her dad was a preacher.
Yeah, did see that too.
And all this other stuff. Play this.
What were you doing for your job?
I worked in a spring factory. I'm not a school teacher.
That was my next question, because everyone said that you were a teacher and got fired from your job.
No, I'm not even old enough to be a teacher.
I was going to say, because you're 21, I'm like, this is illegal. Who
exactly.
are you teaching?
Exactly.
So you weren't a teacher.
Or a bartender.
So
either one.
And also, I've heard rumors that your dad is a preacher.
My father is so far from a preacher, it's crazy.
So everything has just been made up.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. None of it's true at all.
So I love that so
Same.
Much, not because I'm really interested in her that much. I mean, it's interesting, but the idea that like all these internet sleuths went out there and found it, and they created all these falsehoods about her because of a small internet clip that went viral, and it's hilarious. Mm. I think it's hysterical. But the idea that she got fired from her job as a school teacher, and it's her daddy's a preacher. No. You are lying out your ass. Okay? And you can close your keyboard forever, delete the tweets, and delete your account. Stop it. Stop trying to create false narratives. I mean, it is ridiculous. You get out there on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Just say whatever. You could literally say whatever with no repercussions,
people
no consequences.
It.
And it will spread like wildfire.
And
whether it's for facts or fiction or whatever, like That's the only, like, that's the downside. Like, there's a lot of good things to the internet, but the fact that fake news, fake news,
it's hot to a news.
Misinformation or whatever can spread so fast and nobody kind of like fact checks it or anything.
Right. Just like, her name is Haley Welch. We have verified that Hawk Tua is Haley Welch. I don't know which Instagram handle is the real one. I have seen a real TikTok, but I don't have TikTok.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. Like, Anna sent me a TikTok the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't have TikTok. And
you can watch it, though.
My wife goes, hey, she sent me something. I said, oh, I can't watch it. I don't have TikTok. She goes, you don't have TikTok? I'm like, no, I don't want the Chinaman to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't give them my information to the Chinese government.
I have a TikTok. I just don't have alerts on. So, like, people will send me TikToks, but I won't see them for, like, because I only get on there, right, like, once a week.
I'm not doing
maybe
it.
Maybe once every 2 weeks. And so I won't see it for, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, that's funny, but that was funny 2 weeks ago. So, like, right, it's like, oh, man, it's not the same.
But then, you know, with kind of sudden fame, especially as a 21-year-old girl who is known for making a sexual reference in a video,
mm-hmm,
you're going to get some weirdos, and this is kind of part of it.
Uh-oh.
Like, do creepy guys message you? Is it scary? Are you like, what the fuck did I do?
Oh, whoa. I thought we edited that.
Who's to blame here? Is it Mark? Is it Chase? Is
I take full responsibility for it being Chase's fault.
Some poor guy just driving down and listening at 9:18 in the morning.
Here's some F-bomb.
Like, I know.
I take full responsibility for it being Chase the Face's fault.
We got the dump.
Okay.
At least on 680 we got
well,
the dump.
I don't know. It went through the stream.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so basically, I'll just summarize it for us. Haley, it was requested through a guy who makes her hats. I guess she's got like a hat person.
Yeah, she got some merch going.
Yeah, that somebody reached out to him asking for her to spit into a jar and he would pay $600 for it.
That's wild.
I'm not giving you my DNA.
That's
you know what I'm
nuts.
Saying? My bodily fluids. That's disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
Do it for $10,000.
Yeah, dude. Now we're talking. Add an extra zero in there and I'll see what I got for you.
For $600? Yeah. No. But no, I think this is one of these great American, like, flash in the pan stories.
This is true.
That you're going to have your window here and she's 21. You know what I'm saying? Imagine you're at 21 years old and there's cameras on Broadway in downtown Nashville.
This is such an American thing.
On the street,
oh my goodness,
interviews.
This is such an American thing. Like, this does not happen anywhere else in the world. I mean, this painting this scenario, you're not wrong. But it's like, oh my God, like a 90 second clip, or really it's like 20 seconds of the 90 second clip
right.
goes viral and now Hawk Tua
right.
is a thing.
It's amazing.
It's literally a thing.
And one of my favorite ones ever of like America, it's 4th of July related, is the guy that's lighting the fireworks in the wheelchair.
Uh-oh. Bag up,
what's
Terry.
His Terry?
Terry?
Terry,
bag up.
No. Oh, Lord. I love that video so much.
And bag up, Terry.
It's going to live forever. Isn't it going to live forever?
Absolutely. I knew exactly what as soon as you were setting it up, I knew what you were talking about. That is one of my, like, you talk about one of your all-time favorite videos. That one, I can watch that 100 times in a row and laugh every single time.
I don't think I can have the 4th of July without watching it.
Bag up, Terry. Oh, no. I'm like, dog. Every time. And it's like, you know it's going to happen. But you're still, I'm like, back up, Terry. Like, move. Get away from the firework. Like, move. And then he just ducks for cover. And it's like, bro, it's over.
And that one's great because, like, you could see his face.
Yeah.
You know exactly who he is. Like the one that you'll see this week, too, is, like, the family that's kind of out in their front yard. And it's like their nest video. You know, so there's no audio.
But the fireworks just go everywhere?
And the firework goes into the car and it explodes the whole thing. That's hilarious. But, like, if you see them on the street, you won't know. You could be next to them at Kroger checking out. You won't know that those are the people that you watch explode their whole front yard in the car.
No, that was crazy.
Well, if you see Terry, you're going to know it's Terry, man.
It's like, oh, man. Bag up, Terry. I bet you wish you would have bagged up, didn't you? Bet you wish you would have backed up. Because it's like, what were you doing, dude? Like, back, move. Like, first of all, I mean, like, why are we allowing, like,
somebody should have helped him out lighting that firework. Let's just be honest.
No,
like,
kid.
Like, let's get some assistance, guys. But once you're recording and not assisting, that's what makes it hilarious.
So I love these like little flash in the pan stories, or like, this is your moment to like, you didn't know that you were going to roll out of bed and go to Broadway and become an internet sensation.
Overnight.
Like, literally. She did not know that. Terry didn't know that he was going to go to this cookout that I wasn't invited to and become an internet sensation.
Forever.
For every 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so these are the things I love. Oh, another one that I love is St. Patrick's Day. Oh, man. With the drawing, the leprechaun. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't see
about?
This one. Okay.
I can't see it.
Not off the top.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know if it's radio appropriate. Yeah. So I don't, man.
We found out.
Leprechaun in the Hood. Hang on. No, that's not right.
I was about to say, it's a movie, isn't it?
No. Golly, it's going to drive me. It's from the news. Man, I don't know if I can play it.
Okay.
So we won't play it. We'll have Chase review it.
Yeah.
One F-bomb in a segment is enough. But I guess the text line knows what I'm talking about, the leprechaun.
They probably do. Probably will too. Once I just like those first two, like I know what you're talking about. But I have to like get a refresher on this.
Sometimes you just don't know. Yeah, like this amateur sketch. Here, hang on, let me show you this because that's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah,
you know
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I even have a shirt with that drawing on it. I love it so much.
Yeah. Or I know another one that they got. This was an older one that went by like, "Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife." Do you remember that one?
That's
they
right.
made like a song about that one. That was crazy. That was
this the dawn of internet video.
No, it was.
And
yeah.
And people were just having a ball.
Yeah. Now they remixed the hell out of "Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife." That was, you are so dumb. I'm like,
I think you can play Chase the Leprechaun as long as it's from the news. As long as it's the news one. I think you're okay to play it. Do Leprechaun, Alabama, Local 15. And you know, just to refresh Jeff's memory on this. But I love these things. Like, because you just don't know. Like, it's one thing. Okay, we're going to interview Jeff Brom. Jeff Brom's going to come on here. He's going to say something great. And it's going to be, you know, I expect Jeff Brom to make news. I expect Rick Pitino to make news. I don't expect this guy to make news.
Who else in the Leprechaun say yay?
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. It was this holiday 13 years ago that NBC 15 aired the Crichton Leprechaun story in our newscast.
15 years ago.
Of course, the rest is internet history. The video was shot in the Crichton neighborhood near Tolmanville. Legend has it that NBC 15 was alerted to huge crowds gathering in the neighborhood, so reporter Brian Johnson went to investigate and see what all the hype was about. The piece was aired twice and has since been a viral St. Patrick's Day sensation across the country. Happening right now.
Oh, man. Man, okay. I thought we had the actual one. That's okay. But, like, I think everybody understands what we're talking about after that. But, man, that's just the stuff. That's the stuff that I wish happened every day, but you can't make it happen.
Nah,
you just can't make it happen. Force,
that's what makes it great because it's, like, natural. It's like, oh, man, like, this was... Like for example, the Haktua girl. It's like, this girl just was on Broadway hanging out with a friend. Happens a guy, local, you know, TikToker or whatever he was, records her, asks her a question, and she gives an amazing answer. So, yeah, that's
It's fun. Pretty awesome. So, yeah, we don't need to play it again. It's fine, Chase. All good, man. Thanks for the effort. I appreciate that. You know, I just love that type of stuff. You know, for everything. Have you ever watched a full video of it, like of the Haktua thing?
Yep.
Where like they're really talking to her friend.
Yeah,
mostly talking to her friend, and it's like she's like waving at people across the street. She's barely paying attention to that thing, and he kept kind of bringing her in, or her friend did, and being like, "Hey," and her add on to this. And then she's a star.
She was the
star of the show. So it's pretty funny. And then she's with Shaq. Did you see that? She's with Shaq in Nashville. So there's lots of cool stuff. All right. Now, Greg Sankey yesterday, they're on the SEC Network, switching gears back to football. He was asked, with Texas joining the league, about horns down. And he says, "I'm not going to talk about football penalties on July 1st. I'll let my football coordinator deal with that." Here's my thing. You've already set the precedent here, right? Like, everywhere you go, Kentucky plays Akron they're doing L's down.
Yeah.
You go to Commonwealth Stadium, Kroger Field, they're doing L's down. Mm-hmm. In the face of the head coach, yeah. Right? Like, you know, everywhere. Like, you know, it's a part of who they are.
Absolutely. I mean, they ran up on Jack Harlow last year.
They went into the damn receiver's suite.
And there was no flag. Which I still don't understand that. Like, right. How does Garrido get a flag for spiking the ball? But
thank you.
The entire UK offense is literally
in the suite.
In Jack Harlow's face. Right. like six of them.
Right.
And That was my
big problem with the Garrido penalty, and that happened in a Virginia game.
It was a different game.
Mm-hmm. But like, just in general, like if you're, and I got no problem with L's down. I'm on record.
I want it
in the game. Cool. I want it in the EA Sports. I don't want it to be penalized.
No,
I don't want horns down penalized.
It shouldn't be.
I want it to be a part of the game. But if you're gonna allow six dudes to go basically into a fan suite and L's down anybody, whether it's Harlow or my dad, whatever, you know, whoever it is.
Exactly, no, I agree.
Then Isaac Garrido can throw the ball down when he crossed the end zone. And it wasn't even like a stop, set, spike. He just threw the ball down. Like, really.
He just made a great play.
Inauspicious to me. It was, and so I lost it in that play.
Like, I remember. I was there with you.
I lost it. Because I just think it's the most low rent thing.
I mean, it was like, what is the purpose of that flag? Like, what is the purpose of flagging Isaac after a big, long touchdown run, giving him a penalty on that play? Like, especially, like I said, it doesn't hurt anything, doesn't affect the game.
That's not even a fragile ego flag.
No.
That is a sticking your nose in the business flag.
I agree.
You got to get attention flag. Yeah. That's what that is.
That was stupid.
You know, and so I just think college football has to, like, ask itself, are we having fun out here? Is this supposed to be fun?
And it should be.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just made a game-changing 80-yard touchdown run.
Absolutely.
You should be able to celebrate that.
Yeah.
Football's hard. Making good plays in football is difficult.
Very difficult.
You make a good play. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Same. And I feel the same way if Kentucky scores and they want to taunt our fans. But if we're going to flag the football, not even a spike. It wasn't even a spike.
It wasn't. It was more like a throwdown. Yeah, just...
It was just like he threw it across his body and
he couldn't believe he just made that play. And we couldn't either. It was awesome.
Right.
It was an amazing, and it deserved to be celebrated, and to kind of dampen it a little bit. That stinks.
Yeah.
Like, come on, we got to be better.
So, but now the SEC, what they can't do is allow L's down and all the other taunting that's gone on in the league, and there's been a lot of it.
Yeah.
And then let Texas come in here and say, no, that's a penalty.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
They can't do it.
That would be stupid because you see people mock the Florida chomp. Like you said, Kentucky does L's down even when, like, they're taking recruiting visit pictures. Like, to do L's down, which you're always
wondering. They got corn dogs in the stands, you know, at some of these games. What is it, LSU or Ole Miss that smell like corn dogs?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Which one was that? Katy Perry was talking about when she did College Game Day, somebody smells like corn dogs.
Yeah, she's an Ole Miss person, so it must have been
LSU. Yeah, that they smell like corn dogs. Yeah. Yeah, but like that. That's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun. And so, to me, don't take the fun out of football. Horns down. And you know what? Texas, you're better for getting horns down.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know.
Does Texas ever really complain about that, though?
Oh, like, it's a massive thing.
Do they?
It's a massive source of fragility for them.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. And their fragile minds cannot take the horns down. But, like, it's just part of it, man. If you don't want them to horns down, win the game.
Yeah, win. Exactly.
Win the game. It's how I feel about L's down.
Same.
You don't like L's down? Win the game. You know? You don't want Bellarmine L's downing.
That's wild.
You know, after
that really happened.
Bellarmine won.
Like, that really happened.
And they L's down. You don't want Bellarmine L's down? Win the game, Kenny.
That really happened, man. Look, some things you try to suppress and forget that. Like, that really happened.
Crazy. Who else did we lose to last year? Not
Kentucky Wesleyan's exhibition.
Yeah, Wesleyan. You don't want Wesleyan the L's down? Win the game.
That's crazy.
Simple. Very simple stuff. So it doesn't bother me.
No.
You know, and you know, so it really doesn't. And I love it even better when we win.
Yeah.
You know, because then we walk off the field, L's up. You know?
It's simple.
Turnabout's fair play. Like, you can't say, oh, Clemson, you're allowed to rush the field after every game. And then, and you know, make that exception for them. And then be like, oh, Texas is in the SEC now, so L's down is a penalty. Or horns down is a penalty. No.
No.
Forget that. Mm-mm. No, take your medicine. Be a big boy.
Got to.
Yeah, be a grown up. You know, you know, if you, Texas A&M, You know that.
Oh, yeah.
What week is that game?
I don't know. And they haven't played for years. You know, there's real contention there. So when they finally play again, I don't know how good Texas A&M is going to be. I think Sark's got it rolling at Texas. So it's going to be interesting when they finally, because I mean.
It's year one for Elko. I love Elko.
Yeah. I like Elko. He's okay. I'm interested to see what he looks like at Texas A&M. You know, they say you have handcuffs at a place like Duke, football, anyway. And so to be at Texas A&M, let's see what he's able to do. Like, you know, Jimbo kind of flamed out. They paid him $75 million to go away. So let's see what you're able to do with no handcuffs.
Man, that's rivalry week.
Yeah. That'll be a good
November
one.
30th.
That'll be a good one.
Last week. And it's in Kyle Field.
It'll be 110,000 strong of the yodelers or the
if
yellers.
If they're good, I mean.
Oh, no, they're going to have 110. Good or bad, right. It's going to be 110,000 people
they
at that
They open
game.
With Notre Dame, right? And I think, and it's at home, A&M.
It's going to be a rough season. Ugh.
But we want Notre Dame to win that game, right?
Absolutely.
Just for the schedule. Yeah. And really, they don't have a tough game until we come in there. Mm. So if we handle our business against Georgia Tech and they handle their business against Texas A&M.
Are you really nervous about the Georgia Tech game? I've heard you talk about
No, we should win the game.
Yeah.
But as much as I like Jeff Brohm, his history is that he wins the Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami games and loses Pittsburgh, the Georgia Tech or Pittsburgh, Boston College game.
Understandable.
I mean, even at Purdue.
Yeah.
You know, like he'd go beat Ohio State and then the next week would lose to something crazy or the week going in.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell?
Oh,
like,
that's understandable.
You know, you're able to do that. But that's also not dissimilar from a lot. Most college football teams have some stupid win. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Stupid loss.
Yeah, like
that doesn't
Pittsburgh
make any
last
sense.
Year.
The difference between Brohm and, like, the average college football coach is that he pops up and wins the crazy game.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year blows out Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? I thought we were going to win the game.
I felt good about it too.
I didn't think we were going to walk off the field.
Yeah, 22-0 was
yeah.
It was a bit extreme.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. But no, that makes sense. And like the bad loss was the Pittsburgh loss. Like
right.
And everybody except for me for whatever reason. But everybody kind of saw it coming. Like I remember you vividly talking like, "Man, Pittsburgh game, don't feel good about it." And I'm like, "Man, what is Blake talking about? We got And yeah.
Well, so. and what killed us last year? Like if you really think about it, the with the exception of the Florida State game, the other three games that we lost, those other three games, because Florida State just we couldn't score.
Yeah, it was nothing we could do,
and they didn't really throw the ball. But
no. The
other three games, we got beat by deep balls.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh, they hit on a bunch of deep balls, and our offense was okay.
Those turnovers are bad,
but we threw the pick six. But
yeah.
Defensively, they shouldn't have been able to do anything against us. But they hit on deep balls. USC hit on deep balls.
They
Kentucky.
Did.
All of a sudden, Devin Leary hit on a deep ball.
Yeah.
You know, but the teams that weren't connecting deep, they didn't do anything
Mm-mm.
against us. There was like, we're shutting all that down. So to me, that's, you know, when I look at our defense and I look at the teams we're playing, Haynes King kind of grew into that. SMU's got a good quarterback.
They do.
Notre Dame's got Riley Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to play against him at Duke last year.
Yeah, he was hurt last year.
We've got Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Cape Klubnik. Like, there's a lot of good quarterbacks on our schedule. People might want to say that it's crap, whatever. Our schedule's crap. Look at the quarterbacks we're playing.
Not some guys. I mean, there's some guys on there. Like you said, Haynes King is one that really emerged last year. I think he's going to be a good player in the league. Not big on Cape Klubnik.
He started playing really well in the last 3 or 4 weeks
of
the year. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm projecting there.
Yeah, no.
I'm projecting.
Understandable. Cam Ward's a player, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Ward now he is playing for Crystal Ball. Don't trust Crystal Ball at all. Do not.
Who's the offensive coordinator at Miami now?
I have no clue. Wow. I feel like they change it every year because, like, it never works. So I just don't trust Crystal Ball at all. But I think Cam Ward's a really good
Shannon
player.
Shannon Dawson.
Yeah, that don't do nothing for me.
No.
That don't do nothing for me. Didn't he used to work at UK?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to work. Yeah.
Yeah, Shannon Dawson.
Nothing for me at all.
Let's see, Shannon Dawson, when was he at UK? He was at UK for a bit.
I remember that.
But, you know, if you're coaching for Stoops, you gotta
limited.
Get out. He was at West Virginia.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Gosh, I'm going to have to go
with, that was with Neil Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, it was with Neil Brown. Let's see, Shannon Dawson, offensive quarterback. He was at Kentucky for 2015.
Okay.
Just 1 year. Just 1 year. And then he went to West Virginia.
With Neil.
Or sorry, he came from West Virginia. Then he went to Southern Miss.
Okay.
Because he had to get out of Kentucky. And then he went to Houston. He was been at Houston until last year when he went to Miami. And we played against him last year as well. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. What happened to the Van Dyke guy? Tyler Van Dyke.
Where did he end up going?
Tyler Van Dyke.
Did he go to Houston?
Wisconsin.
Oh, I knew somebody read. Okay.
Wisconsin Badgers, who needed a quarterback. You know, they needed a quarterback for sure.
Yeah.
And Van Dyke was – he should have been better. He should have been better at Miami.
Well, he started off so hot. Like, with his freshman year, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was really good.
Then he had some injuries, and then Crystal Ball got to him, and it didn't work.
Crystal Ball and Shannon Dawson.
Yeah,
so we'll see what's going on. And by the way, the Will Smith movie that I was trying to think of earlier, were just, you know, Collateral Beauty was the movie I was
never
trying
saw
to
that think one.
You never saw that one?
Mm-mm.
It's good. I like that one. Mm-mm. It's you know, it's not like a blockbuster. It's not Bad Boys, okay. Men in Black, gotcha. Or something like that. It's a totally different type of thing. But I don't like Jada Pinkett though. So.
It's hard. She's a hard person to like. So I get it.
Text line. We'll just read a couple things here before we go. If the mouse would work. The Alabama leper con is clean. Yeah, it could have been. It could be a crackhead. Yeah, that's right. You are Lucky Harlow's DJ. Oh God. Who else did we lose to last year? Everyone. Are we talking about basketball?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Basketball. We must be talking about basketball. Yeah, it must be a basketball team.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, no, yeah, basketball.
24 of them. So just go and find. That's a lot, man.
Won 12 games in 2 years. In
2 years. I mean, even just saying it out loud. Just is
Will we win 12 games before the end of the year in basketball?
Yes. We'll probably win 12 games in our first 16 games or something like
you
that.
You think so?
Yeah. That'll be like 12-4.
Yeah. That would be an amazing goal.
Yeah.
Like, just for our own psyche.
Yeah.
To get to, when we get to 2025, to have 12 wins already under our belt.
It'd be crazy.
You know, I mean, that's probably asking a lot.
I mean,
don't you think?
It's not, 12 and 4, 12 and 5.
How many games have we played before?
I don't know. That's the thing. But I'm just saying, like, in the first 20 games, we could have 14 wins. Like, that's realistic. Like, that's what a typical Louisville basketball team could do.
Yeah.
And not this aberration we had the last 2 years.
Okay, so last year we only had 12 games before
the start of the year.
So that's probably asking a lot. We're not going to go 12-0. Like, we have a stupid schedule.
No, but that's what also makes it fun. The fact that you get the Bahamas trip with really good teams. You got Tennessee coming in here on November 9th.
Right.
Like, even the bye games are two Kentucky schools. They're like, that's cool. Eastern and Moorhead. Like, and Moorhead is never a slouch. Like, so in Eastern, I know, has got some players as well. So all of that. It's just building momentum.
We lost to Chattanooga.
Yes, we did. By a lot. Didn't we lose by like 20?
We lost to DePaul.
We were down 20, and then we cut it.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Whatever. So, yeah, we was down 20 most of the game. Yeah. And then we lost to DePaul. It was their last win of the entire year. Their coach got fired.
We almost beat Texas. We almost beat Indiana?
In New York. We got tricked into adding the Indiana win.
This is the weirdest damn. Like, you're looking at the schedule, and then we beat Miami, and then Miami went in the tank. Yeah. That was funny.
They literally may not have won another game after that game. It's like they lost every game.
Yeah.
And then they lost every good player off their roster, too.
This is bringing me down. I was having fun.
Things are looking up, Mark.
Things are looking way up.
You seen the content? Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Guys,
go right or go home.
We're going to have Reds and Yankees tonight, 6:35 on ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll have Raising Cane's in the building later on this afternoon. So game plan ahead with the Raising Cane's mobile app or by ordering RaisingCane's.com. And also, just a reminder, if you want to save 15% on TBT tickets, use code TBTLOU15. The TBT gets going July 20th at Freedom Hall.
Let's go.
That's TBTLOU15, and we're already way ahead, like doubling up Rupp Arena.
Yes, we are.
On TBT ticket sales. So let's keep it rolling, Louisville fans. And I guess Russ is having a rooftop pool party at the Omni.
Yeah, he is.
On Saturday, or is it Saturday?
The 7th. Yeah. Is it the
you 7th? Going?
No, I won't be there. I got a wedding. I told you, I got that wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Got a wedding to go to.
I didn't know if you were invited to that cookout.
Not that one.
On the other side, Jeff Lightsey and I will continue to roll along here as we, you know, as we close out the Diener show, headed into the 4th of July weekend. Lightsey's going to be in tomorrow with Drew. If Drew decides to do the show, we'll find out. And so good luck, and we'll be back next after this.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. We're going to have Louisville Sports Live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Thursday, Soccer City. And Friday, the Kentucky Racing Spotlight, 6 p.m. on 680, 105.7. Is that you, Louie?
Might be.
Oh, really? Okay.
We don't have a show this week. It actually starts next week. I'm out at Churchill tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Just, I didn't. It's one of those. Avery's like, we're not doing local Thursday, Friday. And I was like, okay, we're not doing local Thursday, Friday. How about
works.
That?
And we're not.
That works.
But I don't want someone to have to Saturday. Come in and run the show and all that kind right. of stuff. Not like other people.
But Saturday, the victory formation with Jeff Lightsey will be rolling along. So we'll have that going along.
Well, if Jeff wants to come in, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll open up the door. So let's do some trivia, guys.
Let's do it.
We kind of, you know, we don't have Diener, and we got Chase the Face, and we've got questions, and Louis Rabot's in with us, and Jeff Lightsey, so we'll have ambiance and stuff. And
ooh,
why not? Ooh. All right, here we go. Which defensive end that retired in 2003 was the NFL's all-time sack leader?
Reggie White?
Yeah.
In 03, that sounds correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Reggie White. I think I would run with that. Oh
man,
not Lawrence, is it?
Bruce Smith.
Oh, Bruce Smith was there. Okay, how about
Bruce
that?
Smith?
I'm kidding. No,
okay,
that sucks.
Guys, y'all need to fight with me.
I know. Yeah, I should have came up with some more names.
Who became the first player in NFL history to rush for 3 touchdowns in a single Super Bowl?
Is it Terrell Davis?
Is 3 touchdowns in a single Super Bowl?
Man, I like the Terrell Davis answer Terrell a Davis. Lot. But that would have been what, 99, 2000?
Yeah.
I think right? it would have been 98 Riggins?
Or 99.
Is it not Riggins?
It might. No, that's not bad either.
What year was Riggins?
It was like in the 70s.
Yeah, in the 70s.
Yeah.
The only other one would be like, you know, did Franco Harris. No, because he's playing defense. Somebody on the Steelers just because they were there so often. Or
3 touchdowns is a lot, though.
It is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You want Riggins or you want Terrell Davis?
I mean,
it's one of those two.
I think Terrell Davis did do it.
Yeah, he just was he the first.
Was he the first one?
I don't think Riggins had 3 touchdowns, though.
Man. Okay.
I think he just
Bruce
had the
Smith,
big
by the way, 200 sacks in 279 games. That's bonkers.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
Shout out to Bruce
Smith. That's bonkers, dude.
Yeah, he was sick.
So let's go to Terrell Davis.
Yeah, okay. Try it.
Let's do it.
So happy. How about that?
See? You can fight with me.
Yeah.
You got the right answer.
Who became the first player to both throw and catch a touchdown pass in a single Super Bowl game?
Throw and catch? Hold up. Is that Hines Ward?
Ooh, in Detroit in Super
Bowl XL?
Definitely
threw for one.
Did he catch one that same game?
See, that's what I don't know. It was either Hines. I know Antoine Randall had one.
Did he throw one in the Super Bowl?
I thought he did.
Wait, that happened.
I can't know.
Didn't
this
that
one,
just happen?
I mean.
Throw and catch in the Super Bowl?
don't know. No, didn't that happen this year?
What?
This year?
Juwan Jennings. Did he do it this year? But you're reading from cards that are old, yes?
Yes. Those cards are...
Those might have preceded the Super Bowl this
okay.
year.
but it's also
but
the first
Juwan
one.
But did Juwan Jennings do it?
I don't know.
Well, it's the second one to do it. Okay, all right, sorry, okay.
Who would have been... throw and catch. That's tough, man.
Throw and catch in the Super Bowl.
It's a quarterback, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So
that I know. I just have no
idea. What do you think? It's Drew Brees or something?
No. It's someone way off the... Oh. Who was the quarterback when the Eagles won? He wasn't the starter.
Nick Foles.
That's the answer. That's the answer.
That's the one?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. I got to look up Juwan Jennings now. That's actually bothering me.
Okay. That was a good one.
All right, since Nick Foles. Got Louie, we've got some NHL questions.
Oh, boy. Here you go.
Which goalie holds the NHL record for most shutouts over the course of his career?
Wah.
I can give you options.
Patrick Wah.
Yeah, let me...
A different Quebecer, actually. It's Martin Brodeur.
Yeah, Louis on fire. There it is. Yeah,
I have no idea.
Not a cookout question.
I have one.
By the way, I know that
it's not a cookout question.
Not a cookout.
Jeez. I got to figure out how to get to this cookout.
There's things in the potato salad that don't need to be there with that answer. That's correct. He passed Terry Sawchuk, who was a Red Wings all-time great. So that's how I knew that answer. Okay. Yeah. Mark Brodeur was an unbelievably great goalie, though, for the Devils for years and years.
Okay, which receiver in 2015 became the first non-running back to lead the NFL in yards from scrimmage since 1969?
Non-running back, which year?
2015.
Okay.
It's a receiver.
Receiver.
So, Moss retired when? Because he had that 1 year with New England where it felt like every pass he caught was 50.
No, yeah, that was way earlier.
Yeah, this is, I think this may be Calvin Johnson? 15 is too early, right?
It's not Antonio Brown.
I was thinking AB at first for a second, but I think this may be Calvin, because Calvin's in the Hall of Fame now, so it means he's been retired since 19. So, yeah, 15 may be right. I think this is a Calvin Johnson answer.
I have no other rebuttal to that. Odell. No, it's not Odell. No.
Odell was –
Who
was
else was great in 15?
That
that's like – I'm thinking of like Shady McCoy and stuff, but he's a running back.
Yeah, that's why it's like non-running back is the part.
Yeah.
It's got to be a receiver, right?
Yeah. It's a receiver.
It's a wide receiver.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Kelvin's as good. The other guys that were good then were like a Julio Jones or a... Who would have been... Gosh, who was the kid?
Julio's a good one too, though.
Who was the...
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. Kelvin was better, I agree, as a player, but like yardage.
This one particular year. Yeah.
Who else was the... I think Calvin Johnson's a good guess, though.
Yep.
Go
with that.
Oh, man. It was Julio.
It was Julio. I said that Julio. I knew Julio was a good one. I was like, I just didn't know.
That's my fault.
Which is the oldest team in the NFL, originally formed as the Morgan Athletic Club in 1898?
Isn't it the Browns? Oldest team in the NFL.
Morgan Athletic Club.
Morgan.
Where's Morgan?
I don't know where Morgan is.
No clue.
To be fair, this would be like hearing Bonnycastle Athletic Club, which it was, right? And thinking, oh, where is Bonnycastle? And you would have no idea.
I had no clue.
For some reason, I want to say the Bears. Like, I don't know why I want to say the Bears.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I just don't know.
There's so much old stuff in towns like Chicago, right? Yeah. No, you're right. No, you're totally right.
I just feel like it's the Bears, but I have no clue.
Could it be like New Jersey?
Or Boston or something. Philly, maybe. Yeah, those kinds of old places. Yeah, right.
Washington.
I think Chicago's as good a guess as anything.
Chicago's following me.
Yeah, especially
I'm fine with it.
For that kind of stuff. Let's go Chicago.
Arizona.
So the Cardinals started. They were in St. Louis, but before that, where were they? Man, oh, man, that's actually a great.
Wow.
St. Louis.
Would have never got
that.
Google
they were Chicago.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't the Bears.
Chicago Cardinals football team was.
I'm giving it to them.
You can have that.
I got you. Hey, I rock with it. Because Morgan, I think Morgan Park, that Chicago. I was like, okay. That's why I felt like it was the Bears.
Well, there you go. You should get it.
He got it right.
Yeah.
No, Lightsey got it right.
There you go.
The team was established in Chicago in 1898 as the Morgan Athletic Club and joined the NFL as a charter member in 1920.
Wow.
They are the oldest continuously run professional football franchise in the United States. It happens to be the Arizona Cardinals. Good job by Jeff Lightsey. That's crazy.
Which player was the NFL's all-time leading scorer until Adam Vinatieri broke his record?
Oof. Yeah, got me on that one. It's probably not.
I'll give four options.
Some multiple choices.
Yeah, Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson, Jason Hansen, and George Blanda.
It's the first one.
Yeah, it's like one of the Andersons. I just don't know which one.
Morton.
Is it Morton?
Morton Anderson, yes.
Now let's do it.
It's got great salt. That right. Morton salt.
Michigan
Morton
State. Salt. Michigan State alum. How about that?
Last one. Which player was the first in the MLB to have his number retired?
First in the MLB to have his player his jersey retired. Honus Wagner? Or
like a Nap Lajoie or a...
I got nothing for you.
Because guys didn't wear numbers when Cy Young was playing. So it would have to be after that. The Yankees don't retire numbers. Or do they retire numbers? You can't wear them anymore? Or do they just
they
have
retire.
Monument Park?
They retire.
So Babe Ruth's a good guess. Like a Ty Cobb is a good guess.
Ty Cobb would be fine.
Like that that first Hall of Fame class.
Yeah.
Those guys.
So who you got? Their music's playing.
I mean, the Babe.
Let's
the
go that the
fine.
Yankees started it. Let's go with Babe Ruth.
Nah. Very close. Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, it was a
Yankee then.
Very close. All right. Well, guys, it was a lot of fun. Jeff Lightsey will be in with Drew tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Oh, cool.
We got Luda Rabot coming in after us. We got Maven and Rummage over on 93.9. Lots of good stuff. Keep all your fingers this 4th of July weekend, and I'll chat with you guys after.